rocker. All you gotta do is trunk that truck. When you're a hunting trucker, if you can't turn a profit, then you're out of luck. It's for the mug that we fly all over the space. Point you to light years crossed at a hell of a pace. Just turn the wheel and keep that smile on your face. Maybe someday soon you'll be a top trucker.
Well, howdy there, truckers. Once again, this is Burke's cousin Maria. Maria's open. I'm behind Burke all the way, plugging the void left behind whilst he's away. Burke has sent word that he's left the land of the dastardly dawn and is currently checking if Irish whiskey is better than sake. Enough shilly-shallying, on with this week's Hutton Top Trucker. How do we keep up with your shenanigans while you tootle round in the Milky Way? Why, console commanders can go to hop.forthemug.com/console to register. And for PC commanders, we install this little piece of software called the Hutton Helper in your spaceship. If you ain't already got it installed, you can install it yourself, relatively pain-free, by going to the website, hop.forthemug.com. Almost as pain-free as wondering when your buck is coming back for you. So let's get on to our top trackers from last week. Yeehaw! From the explorers, jumping round like them bullfrogs when you throw them on a trampoline, Commander Ken Wallace took the lead with 62,328 light years jumped, making everyone else look bad in the quest to rid the galaxy of the Dawn's dastardly desperados for the fourth week in a row. Is Commander Texas Stu, with 32 million credits earned and accounted for. Were you slacking on Saturday, eh? Our top mission trucker this week is Commander Defiant, with 315 mission points earned. I see, by the way he spells his name, he's effing defiant. Hauling cargo like a Hutton trucker order, our top trucker for the third week in a row is Commander Rod O.W., who transported and sold just over 57,000 tons this week. Unless he stops for a bathroom break soon, he's gonna create his own gas nebula. Driving the Hutton high-speed rail this week, Commander R. Grimes hauled 3,972 passengers round the galaxy, and I bet not one of them was grateful. Now, if you remember, we have a challenge set for the Commander Must. Now, if you remember, we have a challenge set forth by Commander FDM Mustang. It's open season on Thargoids, and you don't even need a license or tags for it. So if you're in a fumigating a few bugs, fire up that ship and get to Thargoid hunting. So our top Thargoid killer again this week is Commander Lydia of the Void, with 538 bugs squished. But our current leaders remain the same as last week. Commander Zane Till, Commander Ed Hunter, and Commander Wingnut English, with their same totals as last week. Remember, first one to 10,000 kills is the winner, and the prize, like my mama, is a real beauty. our fastest run to Hutton orbital is a little more interesting this week. And Commander Lifferbreaker has finally succeeded in breaking his own record. The new record stands at 1 hour, 22 minutes, and just 56 seconds. That's a whole 13 seconds faster than before. I don't think that Commander Lifferbreaker has just dropped his glove here. He's laid down the gauntlet. If y'all think you got what it takes to pick up that gauntlet and beat these scores, then download the Hutton Helper and get the flying, Commander. You want to hear your name on this here radio station? Make sure you've got the Hutton Helper installed. Pick it up on the web at pop.forthemug.com and get to trucking. And don't forget, if you do hear your name called out and you ain't already got one, get in touch with us to get your very own Hutton decal for your ship. I have a note here from Burke that says that was the Hutton Top Trucker, brought to you by Lacon Spaceways, the only ships in the galaxy equipped with a Harry Potter whoopee cushion.